For decades, Good Samaritan Hospital has operated one of the largest and busiest emergency departments in the entire Dayton region. And they've done a good job at that. But now that they're going to be closing, that's an incredible number of emergency department visits that are going to need to be absorbed. At Grandview, we quickly did an estimation, and we determined that we're going to have to expand our emergency department physically to double the size. And that will by no means be able to take care of all of the Good Samaritan patients, but by our estimation, it should help by taking responsibility in the community for as many as we can handle. Physically, the emergency department, and then upstairs in the hospital, we're going to have to renovate and do some work for patients that will be admitted from those increased ED visits.
Do you have any numbers on the people you serve in the emergency care right now?
Sure, and these are ballpark.
Okay.
We're serving about 37,000 visits last year, and I hate to quote another news source, but in the newspaper this morning, Dayton Daily News, they said that the number of visits at Good Samaritan Hospital was about 78,000 plus. It's a lot. It's a lot of visits. You know, we're less than half that size. By doubling our capacity, we should be able to double the number of visits that we can handle. So that's our ballpark estimate. The challenge in all of this is we have to do this so quickly because we're actually, the construction team is going to be working double shifts. And, you know, the earliest we can get this done is probably around Thanksgiving. And so, you know, we've crammed all of our planning into about 4 or 5 weeks, which is incredible short period of time for a $25 million project. And so we're really stepping out on faith that this is going to get done.
So this was a direct action of the announcement of Good Sam closing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we started planning the day after it was announced. You have to start that. You know, it's either if we don't do anything, we're either being foolish or we're being hard-hearted, cold-hearted, because there's going to be patients from that area who are going to seek care at our hospital. We are now the only hospital left in Dayton city limits of West Dayton. And, you know, our hospital is only 2.5 miles from Good Samaritan Hospital. It would be foolish for us to think that a certain portion of those patients are not going to come to their closest hospital, which is going to be Grandview.
It's getting a little noisy. I just have one more question, if I can get this in. The $25 million, how is that funding coming through? Are you going to need a capital campaign, or how will you get those funds together? Is that something that you've got in reserves?
Well, you know, this is another challenge that we have. We would love to do a capital campaign, and we probably will, but, you know, usually you've got plenty of time to do that, and so time is not, you know, our ally right now. So we've got 8 hospitals in our network, and each of those hospitals we usually allocate capital to for a given year. And so what we're having to do is we're having to reconfigure all of that capital to try to meet the needs of Grandview. And then, we'll look for outside help. But right now we've got to get going and seek help as we go, I guess.
Well, sir, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for taking the extra effort to call us while you're on the road.
Not a problem. Thank you for your concern.
All right.
Take care.